Value Market is Louisville's grocer. Since 1978, Value Market has been your neighborhood grocery store for all of life's best moments. Value Market gets it. Life is busy. That's why Value Market has curbside and delivery since 2013, freeing up more of your time for the more important things in life. Kids' ball games, family visits, work, tailgating, and cookouts. Value Market gets it. That's why Value Market has four area locations to serve your grocery needs. Mid-City Mall, Outer Loop Plaza, Iroquois Manor, and Mount Washington. At Value Market, you got savings in the bag. ValueMarket.com.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Liquor Barn Studios, it's time for the Diener Show, presented by OPC Pest Services on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Drew Diener and Mark Blankenbaker.
Welcome into the Diener Show here on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. Mark Blankenbaker. Drew Diener will be along here shortly. We're live at Tri-State Men's Health. And this is the place to go, man. Like, sincerely, I cannot really advocate for it enough, because now I'm down 27 pounds, guys. Like, this morning. Like, it is absolutely unreal. And I think about where I was a year ago this time. Not on the plan. Not on any kind of plan. Feeling like there's nothing really going to help, and I understand that feeling where, you feel like you've tried, you feel like you don't have enough time to take care of yourself and things like that, and you're just like, man, how am I ever going to affect change? How am I ever going to get back to where I want to be, where I need to be for my family? And Tri-State Men's Health, I got on with them in September. I lost 27 pounds today. 27 went from 25, 26, now 27 pounds, and Tri-State Men's Health, just they made it possible. They made it possible for me to be able to do that. So I cannot thank them enough. And so many of you have signed up for treatment. Give them a call over here, 950 Breckenridge Lane, and they're here. And Drew Diener's now is here.
I like your response when I'm like, I'm in the elevator. I'm like, I'm on air. I'm like, yeah.
Did I say that?
Good. No, that was your text response.
Okay.
No, you're okay. You're fine. Yeah, my head.
Oh, Eric Martin said on air.
Oh, okay. Yeah. got a lot of threads going. No, it's your superpower. I feel like we should have like Superman music when we come in here.
Yeah.
Where it's like, hey, women have been using technology for years. This is our get back place.
That's right.
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 You're gonna get the semaglutide. You're not gonna be hungry, and then you're gonna use the testosterone to help your weightlifting and bodybuilding
energy
efforts.
Yes.
I mean, that's that, and that's it. And you got to stick to it. This is not like you do it one time, you instantly feel like this.
No.
You got to do it for 4-6 weeks. There you go.
How about that?
That's right. And then you get your superpowers taste. That's right. We got a computer that works, although saying it was broken sounds like it was a little exaggerated.
Oh, really?
It's based on James's text. Essentially, it was disconnected.
Oh, no.
We need to plug it in. We thought it was plugged in.
I felt like they did plug it in.
Oh, they did. But this is your superpower. This is your chance. This is your chance to get even. You want to go in a cocoon and come out in 6 weeks? Well, you're not in a cocoon. You're actually going to have to work. But you're going to use your superpower, hone it, mine it for 6 weeks.
Well, 4 weeks, I know a lot of guys probably feel a little like, I'm never going to be able to get back to that. You know,
because I had that moment this weekend.
Yeah.
I had that 4th of July picture pop up from a few years ago when I was jacked. And now it's like, and now my son is
You're comparing yourself to a 16, 17-year-old.
I'm comparing myself to a 46-year-old man is what I'm comparing myself to.
Well, there you go.
I was looking at that, and it was like, do you want to swap pictures? Here we are now. I'm like, no. I look like the before and after, and so does he, except in reverse order.
Wow, yeah. Man, so, good for Max. Good for Max.
Bad for me. So
bad,
I'm gonna,
bad for you.
I'm going to that was one I was like, all right, I'm capable of this. I even sent it to Lieberman. I'm like, because Lieberman is now – he is living and shining proof of – you know, what you can do with all this.
And
working out. I mean, Lieberman is he's motivated. He's got into it. I mean, that was like 6 years ago.
Oh, I recall.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you flexing your abs there?
No, I'm not.
Are you just relaxing?
I have my son around. I arm around my son. What are you be flexing on?
No. I'm saying, are you enhancing the abs?
There was nothing done anywhere in that picture. That was a photo.
That was just you. I don't know how to. 8-pack, ripped, everything's going.
That was July 4th, 2018.
Good for you, man.
No, sucks for me. No, got to get back to that.
To be able to do that at over 40?
Yeah, now it's the comeback.
Yeah.
Now you have to have these superpowers to make the comeback.
Are you going
to
make a montage like Rocky?
No.
Like you brought it on the
beach?
No,
if I do something, I'm not going to announce it.
You're going to grow out a
people
beard?
That get things done don't announce they're going to get
We're
things
changing
done.
The game.
They just do it.
We're changing the game.
No.
I'm about to go
doers
into a meeting.
Don't announce
go work
they're
out.
Doing.
Yes, I know.
Yes. You know, yes. That's the common thread among people who get things done. They just do it.
They just go and do and are.
They don't
and
tell you
are.
A grinding. No, the process is none of your freaking business, all
there
right?
It is.
It's there it is.
Here's the end result. You're welcome.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. I've got 18 meetings today. Well, you're an idiot. Have 3 and make them all good.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, exactly.
It's
exactly.
Just,
I'm with
those
one,
people.
That. So,
do people call those people out finally? Like, if somebody posts that, please tell me we're past the point of encouraging people like, oh, you go.
You get it. Yeah. No.
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 That's what a loser does.
Go about your day.
No.
Do your thing.
Do it.
Just go about your day. Like, you spend less time telling everybody about what you're doing
do
and just do what you say you're going to do.
Yeah. So when you come here, you do it. Don't tell everybody what you're doing. Don't let them know. Don't let them. You can't.
Well, I mean, I have to.
Yeah, we do. I mean, that's
I have to tell
no,
people.
No, but if you're someone else, like, you know, that wants to combine, I think that's the great part about having something like this that you go do. Everybody looks up and goes, wow, when did that happen?
Well, we all have people in our lives that reach out to us and ask about Tri-State. And
yes,
it is absolutely awesome.
One right there.
To be able to, you know, reach out and talk to people and, you know, and then later on, like weeks later, see the change that it's had in their life. So I enjoy that just as much as I do my own personal benefit. You know, so just, you know, being able to share that has been really
grinding. Cool.
Right. But this isn't a grind.
No,
but this isn't a grind. This is just take the medicine.
It's a superpower.
Just take
it's
the medicine.
It's cheat code. I don't know what to tell you. It's superpowers, cheat code, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
Finally, we got one as men. Use it.
Let's
utilize
go.
It.
So what do you got going on? What are you doing? You were a little bit late this morning. What's going on?
I don't know. I mean, that's just you act like that's unusual. It's summer.
What's a long way to go?
Well, it's one of this is
from Owl Creek.
This is one of those places that in my mind is closer than it is. In my mind, it's 10 minutes away. In reality, it's 14. I have the same problem with Fitness Market. I think Fitness Market's about 8 minutes away, and it's about 12. Because they
minutes.
Seem closer.
Well, Bluegrass Industrial Park is not that far.
But I know,
you gotta,
but you're
you
not
gotta navigate,
there. I
you
know.
Navigate
I got in the
it.
Car and I was like, 14 minutes? I thought it was 10. And that's why I'm here at 7:08 rather than 7:04.
Well, you know, I don't know. I do that. When I'm at my, when I, if I stay the night at my mom and dad's
house.
Oh,
you think everything's closer. Yeah.
When I see, I'm like, I can get there in 20 minutes.
Yeah.
You're like, well, you're in Simpsonville. You're not that really that close.
Yeah.
I misjudge, but you live there, Drew. You live there.
I know, but it's one of those places in my mind that is closer. It's closer in my mind than it is in reality. It's not much difference, but 7:04 versus 7:08 in my world matters.
Yeah, yeah. You've got you look like a golfer today. Are you playing golf?
No, I've got the. Why do I look like a golfer? I'm wearing a PGA golf shirt.
PGA, and you've got the braided belt. The cloth braided belt. It's not the leather braided belt.
Yeah, everybody assumes I play golf because I look like a golfer. I just don't.
Like today, you look like you're about to go tee it up over at Big Spring. After
can't imagine anything I want to do less. Can't imagine. No. I got the one round coming up, though. We got the Press Box
it's coming around. Yeah.
Press Box Classic coming up in a few weeks. I'm one round of golf a year.
You know, if golf was just 9 holes, I think I could. I think I would play more.
Mm-hmm.
It's the 18. I don't like because who's got 4 hours? Not
you.
Who's got four?
I know who doesn't. You.
I do not.
I actually could pull it off.
You could.
I just don't want to. Sounds
like I want to get to a place in my life where I can like go fishing.
Live on a lake.
I know. I don't have time to go throw a bobber down there. I can see it from where I am. I can't get down there.
I want to get to a point in my life where I can go fishing.
I can sense
the man who lives on a lake.
Yeah, I want to get to a place where I can walk down there and put a bobber in the water and not have to worry about what's not happening. That's what I want.
See, it's really happening.
I'm supposed to go to the Reds game tonight. Gave my dad two tickets. Mm-hmm. John Salzman gave us tickets. We're supposed to go to the Reds game. I'm like, Dad, go with a friend.
When Darren Rogers hears this podcast, he will hearken back to when you were having your first child. He thought it was going to be like the two ready-made ones you got out of the Easy Bake Oven that were already there and ready to go. And we were like, he thinks he knows.
Those kids are
he
so easy.
He doesn't know. Yeah, they're out of the Easy Bake Oven. It's like, yeah. Max, they're out of the Easy Bake Oven. No. Max is even easier than that. I mean, he didn't like sports that much. He didn't want to travel.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Rent a Willow.
And so these now.
But I'm still traveling. I'm still doing things. I just don't have.
Traveling to the Reds tonight, are you?
Well, if we had daycare.
Yes. Well, yes. This is, you're like everyone else out there. Yes. We all make these decisions.
So. The plan was to go. But we're not going.
So the plan is now you're just gonna stay home and lift weights and get buff off of your testosterone and semaglutide.
Yeah, that's right. And I need to get back on my shot. You know, like I'm a week late, but I'm about to change medicines.
Oh, you gonna try the new?
I think this is a good opportunity to do the changeover.
Okay.
You know, not the tennis changeover, but the medication changeover. Because it's working for me, but apparently there's like I'm in like the Mercedes-Benz, but there's like a Rolls Royce.
Yeah.
And I like
Rolls Royce.
I like
the
Rolls
finest,
Royce.
Not fine meats and cheeses. The finest meats and cheeses.
The Mercedes-Benz is not just fine. It's really good.
Yeah.
It's excellent, in fact. But if there's a way to level up, then, you know, I'm all
like the Bentley.
Up.
It's right there.
Yeah, the Bentley.
Yeah. Yeah. So not the fine meats and cheeses. The finest meats and cheeses.
Correct.
So,
I'm looking forward to that.
So, yeah, we are we're here. We're just waiting on college football to release their games.
We've got Chick-fil-A here. The strawberries and cream for Wimbledon, right? It's pretty good.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So, sorry to interrupt.
Oh, is that what that was for? Okay.
Yeah.
So that was for Wimbledon. Okay.
Yeah, so we got
to get
back.
It on. Oh, I've got a huge hedge dilemma today. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, you do?
I have a massive hedge dilemma.
Okay.
So, I made a $50 bet on a 3-tennis parlay.
Ah, okay.
I got the underdog who won the I had Medvedev.
Medvedev.
I had the girl that beat Navarro yesterday because I knew
Paul Paulini.
Yeah. The third leg is who's playing Taylor Fritz this morning. It is a $50
bet. Who's playing Fritz?
I'll get the name. It's Italian. It pays, the $50 bet, should the underdog win. It's a plus 370 underdog. Plays $2,000 on a $50 bet.
Whoa.
So I think I'm in Hedge City this morning.
I think you are too.
But you have to hedge. I mean, you're only going to get about 600 if you do a truly even hedge.
Okay. Okay.
And FanDuel's pathetic. It's like they don't think I can do math. They're off me 388. Do you? And actually, only a profit of 330. Do you think I can't do the math on a head?
Oh, yeah. I mean,
now he is minus. You can get him at minus 450, Fritz, on a couple of sites. So the true hedge is about $2,300 or so on
Musetti. So you have Musetti.
Yes. Yes, but it's 50 to win $3,000.
Ooh.
Can you imagine? This is the will pay, Mark Blackenbaker.
I like this. This is fun.
But
I
to
like
let
this.
It ride, I'm going against a minus 500 underdog.
Golly, so you're going to have to put a decent amount of change out there because he is minus 500.
I'm not worried about that. I'm single with a home equity line of credit. I'm dangerous.
Yeah, I know that.
So that the math is the only thing that concerns me.
So what's the final number?
I'll give you the true hedge because this was profit boosted 30%.
Of course it is, but that's why you played,
and that's why they're only paying. They're probably
paying it as what
as if it's not hedged,
if it's not a profit boost.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah. Yes,
if it's not a profit boost.
If it's not a profit boost. So
okay, no, I think you should definitely hedge and at least make some money on this.
Yeah, but I think I do want to let part of it ride.
I mean, you should let some of it ride.
Yeah. Because the amount of the true hedge here, as I will pull up my fancy calculator, the odds are plus 5738. versus minus, let's just go minus 475, because that's where he's been most places.
Yeah.
So if I put $2,400 basically on Fritz, I would lock in $500, didn't matter who won the match.
Okay. Yeah, if you fully leveraged.
I don't think I'm going to fully hedge.
But at least get something.
I don't want to lose the $50 bet.
But at least make something back.
Yeah. Maybe if I put $1,000 on it, that would give me, if the favorite wins, I'd make $210, but I'd still have $2,000 in play.
Right, yeah.
I think that's what I'd do.
I think that will lock in a four times profit.
Yeah.
And then go ahead and maybe let it ride with the Musetti. Root for the Italian.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Everybody in the office.
Hey,
all the
it's Matzah Pie Wednesday.
Matzah Pie
Whoa,
Wednesday.
We got an Italian, Rossetti. Can I get the Rossetti pizza?
That would be awesome if Rossetti. Well, I like Fritz. Fritz was a lot of fun. And apparently, his girlfriend is an amazing trash talker. Have you seen this?
I've seen she's a TikTok, Instagram.
She's like an IG something or another, like got all these followers.
She's definitely an influencer.
But the last match, there was like some ordeal about people being in his box that were not associated with tennis, and then she was talking crap on Instagram about whoever he was playing.
I bet she's easy to please.
Yeah. Hey,
good luck,
win
Taylor.
Wimbledon, and
good luck,
when
Taylor.
Are we going to do this again?
Yeah.
What is her name? I got to look her up again because I enjoyed her Instagram on the day of that.
Taylor Fritz's TikTok girlfriend.
Yeah,
that's all. That's her name.
Taylor. Zverev or Zverev.
Zverev.
Okay, he was unhappy with Taylor Fritz's Wimbledon box's girlfriend. This is from the New York Post. As girlfriend has curious Instagram posts. So that was pretty fun. And her
that didn't
name,
really explain anything. Curious Instagram posts.
Well, I'm trying to go through it here.
She's just
it's
very
a
good. She's a supermodel, good looking.
Morgan Riddle is her name.
Mm-hmm.
Morgan Riddle. You can. It's IG her.
Yeah,
have
fun with it. Speaking of IG, our girl Hawktua, over 1 million followers.
Really? Is it really her?
Yeah. No.
Okay.
She had a post that had 32 million views.
Jeez.
She's getting paid for some other club appearance in New York. I saw this girl's actually cashing in.
Good for her.
I agree.
Why not?
I agree.
And
the hate on her, I don't get. Like,
and then there was like Birdhead Ryan sent over like some sort of doll that.
Who knows?
That's.
I'm not getting a doll.
Doll.
I'll have the T-shirt that says acts like she's running for president.
I don't know. You seem like a guy who would need a doll.
That's why we're over here. Sorry, we're over here at Tri-State Medical, so we don't have to worry about things like that.
Oh, my God.
Where's your doll? You got a house full of dolls.
No, I do. I have a bin of Barbies.
The blow-up ones.
Nope. No blow-up Barbies. I do love what Rubbage says at Tri-State. He says, I can guarantee that you'll be ready. I can't guarantee you the sex.
right.
I can guarantee that you'll be prepared.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but the rest
that
is on
you're
you.
On your own.
The rest is on you.
Yeah.
So
yeah, you're on your
word.
Own there. Anyway, we're talking about Wimbledon. I don't know how we went from this Chick-fil-A strawberries and cream to wherever that deviated that ended up. Oh, because I've got my hedge.
Oh yeah.
So Chase, what do you think I should do? Should I hedge? I don't think hedging fully makes any sense to lock in 500. I mean, my other options are. You know, make 200 and leave 2,000 to chance. Chase might be running around back there.
He might be.
I was running around a little bit.
Yeah.
But,
yeah
so
yeah.
Who do you need to win?
Okay, so if the underdog wins, the Italian-sounding guy, Musetti, if he wins, and I don't hedge at all, $50 pays $3,000.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so but to hedge it, it's because he's playing a big favor, because these are three underdogs I picked. To hedge it, it would like be like $2,400, and I would lock in basically $500 of profit.
Right,
could walk away, not worry about the match. However, so the fully hedge it, the 50 becomes 500, which is pretty damn good.
That is pretty.
I mean,
good.
Who would, I would agree.
Or you know, maybe hedge about half of it and lock in maybe $200, and still with the potential to win $2,000.
Oh gosh, I don't know. I'd probably let it. I probably
just let it ride.
I would shoot for the stars on this one, but I don't. I mean,
okay.
500. I don't know. I mean, ten
you
times.
You can't shoot for the stars though. Like responsibly, you should lock in some profit.
Probably
like you should.
Yeah,
but half.
I don't know.
Potential.
I like the young. I'm not talking Chase away from his dreams.
talking anybody away from your dreams. You're making money.
I mean,
can't go
50,
broke making money.
I would never bet $50, but like obviously that's different scales here. So we.
But yeah. You're gonna bet $2,000?
No.
No. But
by not hedging, you're now gambling about $200 to $300 by not hedging.
You're gambling more than that. Wait, what do you mean?
No, so you could lock in a $200 profit today.
Like, I could lock in a $500 profit with a fully hedge.
Right. So you could do that.
Yeah.
And you've already bet the 50, but you know that $500 is the max profit.
It won't matter who wins the match.
No matter what. So by not hedging, you are now gambling.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now you're gambling $500.
Yeah. I'm not saying it's...
Where's the... Oh, I see.
That's the potential profit.
Yeah. No, I get what you're saying. I'm not saying it's smart. I'm just saying.
I like the youthful exuberance.
I don't know.
Well, yeah. Swing for the fences.
I don't like the middle-aged man who's giving up the Reds game tonight. I like the young, spry dreamer on the other end of this line.
All right. Well, get Nick Valvano to bring you an Italian flag, and you can watch this game together.
Do you think that he's going to win, though? Like,
no.
Fritz
is going to
okay.
win.
I don't trust Fritz as a favorite. I got to be honest. Fritz is... He's appropriately named. I will say that. Mm. He's always on the fritz. He's been around a while. He's never really broken through. I could see
the semifinals, right?
Yeah, I could see him choking his... No, this is quarters.
Quarters?
Quarters.
Quarters.
Yeah. I could see him choking his face off here.
He's going to have Morgan in the box. She's going to be distracting. Old Italian guy.
Or he's had to worry about her more than tennis the last couple of days. Strong possibility.
Very strong possibility. She's going to she's going to Harrods down there in central London doing all the stuff.
Harrods. What's Harrods?
It's this like really expensive department store. She's spending all his money. He's worried about that. You've never been to London?
No.
Oh, well, it's great. That's awesome.
World traveler over here. Can't go to the Reds tonight. I don't want to hear about it.
Well, I do want to go to the Reds if there weren't for extenuating circumstances.
Yeah, called being a parent?
No.
Uh-huh.
Called
no.
Not having daycare because your kid's sick.
Called being a parent.
Yeah.
If you hadn't had a, if you weren't a parent, it wouldn't be a concern. Now you're a parent.
I am a parent.
And it's a parent.
It is apparent. And one day, Elle and I will go to a Reds game, but not quite yet.
Not anytime in the next decade.
We did have a big conversation about, do we take her to the Notre Dame football game?
No.
Notre Dame.
No.
And I was like, I don't think you could do that.
No, did you want to enjoy it with no stress? Like, I just...
Like, I'm okay with her going to the tailgate, but like, I don't think...
Yeah, but you can always bail out of the tailgate.
Right. And like, she can run around.
Right. You're mobile.
Notre Dame Stadium is tight.
Yeah. You need a suite if you're going to have a two-year-old.
No, and we don't have one. We have really great seats. Courtesy of Gip, we bought them, but like he set them up, so we have great seats. Mm-hmm. I just don't think L can do
football. 2 year old at a football game. You are not going to be able to enjoy the game.
Not sweet, yeah.
Even in sweet, you're still
Ashley is fine. You know, doing the sweet
stuff like that.
You know, and letting me do my thing.
You wouldn't be,
but no, I couldn't do it at all.
Yeah.
You know, I couldn't do it at all. But one day we'll take L to a Reds game. Maybe three, four. What do you think?
Over.
Higher, you think?
Over.
Later? Okay.
Yeah, over. Because remember, you're traveling there.
Look, I'm not even going out to eat right now. Like
You're traveling there. You're gonna have to get a room to stay up there.
Oh, yeah.
Because
I'll take her to the Newport Aquarium. We'll make a day out of it, type thing.
Well, you got to figure that out, too. You got to pace how much energy they're going to have before they turn the cranky
pants
on.
Yeah, it's got to be post-nap.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
Mm.
Right.
Oh, man, I don't miss those days.
And then yesterday.
I like Max being the one who gets us the private wristbands a slap fight.
Yeah, and we're a long way from that. Yeah. We are a long way from that. But yesterday, Strebel asked me to do the show in the afternoon. So I was
some of that. Yeah.
I'll be able to do that. So I'm like, but it's right in the middle of her nap, and Ashley's going to be at work. So, like.
You had nap voice a little bit. Like, I could tell you were trying to keep it a little low.
A little low. Well, and then my volume, I guess, got turned low.
It one break,
I don't know what happened.
I don't know what happened to Tanner. Maybe a gummy got involved. I don't know.
He's Italian.
Yeah,
I don't know.
He's watching Musetti.
The Valvano is strong in Tanner.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, but he has learning ability. He's coachable.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
I don't see him making the same mistake 7 times in a row. More like twice.
700 times?
No, more like twice.
Elle is supposed to go down for her nap at like 1:30, right? Well, it's 3:00, and she is still not sleeping. And I am like, well,
oh boy,
Strebel, brother,
oh boy.
Like I can't do the show if she's not napping. So, but she finally went to sleep. I only missed like 3 or 4 minutes of it. But, you know, Tanner is an interesting guy. And I do feel like there's potential in him to.
I think we need to unite the Italians today with this bet, with Musetti.
All the Italians?
I think not all the Italians.
Well, Tarullo's in South Carolina, so she won't be able to help.
Well, most of the Italians.
Most of the Italians.
Tanner, Nick,
Bob. You got a little Sephora. Mm-hmm. You got what else you got out there? Who else is Italian? Ince claims to be Italian, but he's really British.
Doesn't really sound Italian.
Look Italian? And they said he only has one cat. There's no way Jason Ince only has one cat. He's taking care of at least 4 strays out on the back patio.
Is everybody always out on Ince and his cats? I don't understand it. Everybody's always.
But did you hear Nick yesterday? He, you know, the where J Bone, where Jared used to be J Bone.
Mm-hmm.
That job is apparently open for U of L to be like
in game entertainment.
And Nick's like, I can do that job, and I'm like Nick, they're looking for somebody young, bro.
was that a revelation?
I don't know that.
I don't know. They're looking for somebody young. I think somebody entertaining. I mean, I don't know.
Somebody entertaining.
I think Nick could do that, but he would have to be at work on time.
On time.
Every time.
Like
there's only 7
game.
Home games.
Oh, the game was at 7.
Yeah.
Oh, weird.
Yeah. I don't know, Nick. I don't know. Could be. If somebody, if you had a driver and not Tanner.
It can't be Tanner.
You have to have somebody at the handler.
My girlfriend's
car. He would
car.
Need a handler.
I was at the stoplight for an hour.
Yeah. Tried that one on me.
I died laughing. I was at the stoplight as a reason for being late.
That's what he told me. And I said, for a half an hour? Well, no. That's what he said. He got stuck in a stoplight. That's why he was a half an hour late.
A stoplight!
He tried that one on me. I was like, for a half hour?
You were like the guy that like turns his head like that crimes. Every time he turned his head, he solved the case. You were like, huh? Like, what are you talking about with the stoplight right now?
It's like, this is unbelievable. Like, I think Tanner at that moment realized, man, I'm not in college anymore. I can't BS my professors.
I can't. No. This guy actually cares about me showing up. Like, I can't just not show up and like nobody gives a crap.
Yeah.
Like,
if professors knew you were lying, they just didn't care.
They just don't
care. They didn't have a business to run.
Because you could do your blue hair, you could show up late, not shower. Nobody cares. But then when you get into the real world.
I don't think Tanner showers.
I'm talking about kids in college.
Okay. All right, well, you're going right hard into paying Tanner.
No, not directly at Tanner, but in college, you can have whatever color hair you want to have. Doesn't matter if you shower. You may not be on time. Nobody's going to care. They're going to take your money either way.
Yeah.
They'll run up they will run up your student debt and do not care.
Oh boy.
You're so brave.
We're over here at Tri-State. I don't know where to go from that. Blankenbaker's greatest hits is now extending into higher education thoughts now. Now
it doesn't prepare you
in
for
personal
the
role. Hygiene.
It doesn't.
I don't know where to go. I'll figure out if I can unite the Italians with this bet. We'll see. Maybe cut some people in.
Maybe don't go the full 500. Maybe you do the $200.
I'm gonna do a partial.
Yeah.
I don't want to lose money on the bet for being
correct.
Right on 2 of the first 3 legs. Although I bet him individually. So man,
oh, you did.
I knew there hadn't been enough upsets. I still think you'd have a day full of upsets today.
Really?
And I think Wimbledon's gotten super interesting given what Djokovic did. We should play his sound, and we should play what McEnroe said about his son who stood up for him, and it was great.
Mm.
It was stood up against the proper Brit who did not like it, and McEnroe said he put her right in her place.
Yeah.
It was vintage John McEnroe off the court. So we'll get into some of that. We are over here at Tri-State, where, again, you want to come on by here. My computer just went dead, so I'm forgetting the website. TriStateMensHealth.com.
TriStateMensHealth.com.
Yeah, go there and find out all about over here the semaglutide program. If you want to lose weight, it works. You're just not hungry. I mean, that's what it is. You're not hungry, therefore you don't eat, therefore you lose weight. I mean, there's probably a tougher medical definition of that, a more in-depth, but
no,
that's it.
It produces the hormone that makes you feel full. That's what it does. I mean, medically, and people are like, what is this stuff? What's long-term? It's like you're putting the hormone into your body that makes you feel full.
I wish I'd been up on it last night as I went into a blizzard-induced coma.
Really?
Fell asleep at like 8:30 after a blizzard.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
I haven't
had
a blizzard this summer.
Man,
I need to have one.
Don't try the iced animal one then.
Iced animal?
Hmm.
Is it good?
That's game changer.
What's the animal? Like animal cracker?
You ever had the iced animal crackers?
Like the
pink. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. That's in a blizzard now?
Mm-hmm.
I always go
peanut
butter.
It's concerning.
I always go Reese's peanut butter cup. Mm-mm. I don't move off of it.
Mm, well, you should.
Really?
It's fire. Me and Nate have talked about this.
Yeah, you have talked about it. I remember.
Yeah, yeah, we have.
I'm
it's concerning. So I wish I had had that, you know, last night, and then I would have said, that sounds disgusting.
Yeah. Because it does sound disgusting.
It does.
When you are on the program, foods like that, you can only eat a very small amount of.
And it doesn't even appeal to you.
Snacking,
that's the weird part.
All that stuff. You're not thinking about food. You're not food motivated.
It's a superpower.
Yes.
I don't know any other way to say it.
Yeah.
So Tri-State Men's Health, find out more about it. We'll tell you more about it all morning, but go to the website and tell me who's talking about it right here on the Diener Show.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
You got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, and know when to run.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Liquor Barn Studios, you're listening to The Diener Show on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Drew Diener and Mark Blankenbaker.
That's right. I got to decide whether I'm going to gamble on this. Although the match time may get moved up, given that we just had some breaking news. We're over at Tri-State Men's Health, where you can come on by. You've heard us talk about this. I actually have someone coming in this morning. I'm not going to say who. Just, you know, rights
right,
and that
no,
stuff.
No,
but
no,
somebody I had, for a lot of people have asked me, like, hey, what's the deal there? And I look, it works. You know, and particularly, I will tell everybody does this. Don't think you're going to do half of what they tell you to do and it will work.
No.
You got to do all of it. And if you do, you're going to see absolutely results. You'll see with the TRT, you're going to see your mood begin better in about 3 weeks, your memory in about 3 weeks, quality of life about 4, muscle strength 12 weeks. That's why I always say 12 weeks. If you are dedicated to this and do everything they tell you to do, on the schedule they tell you to do it, in about 3 months, you're not going to look the same.
No, you're not going to feel the same either.
Yeah.
You know, and last night, Elle's feeling better, and so she's like, hey, let's go get on the trampoline. This is before it started pouring out rain. And I was like, if this was a year ago, I'm struggling to climb up onto this trampoline and roll around and, you know, play with her, keep up with her. I'm so thankful.
Were you doing backflips last night?
Oh, God, no. Oh, man, it's not a miracle. You know,
that increase your vertical?
It's not going to change me into an Olympian. But if I was already good at something, then it's made me better at it. But it's kept me in the game. You know, mm-hmm. And I'm really thankful for it. So, really, really excited about it. And every time somebody says that they're signing up, I'm like, yeah. Heck yeah, baby, because you're going to love it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they're not doing this stuff because it doesn't work. I mean, it absolutely works. And Mark Lieberman is just ticking me off right now because he looks like $1 million. He's in his zone. He's like working out. He's got this boxing class he does every morning, eating right, not drinking, doing all this.
He's not even going to Twin Peaks right now?
No. Although today, if you go to Twin Peaks, it's a good day to go over there because Ennis and company will be over there for happy hour at Twin Peaks.
How about that?
3 to 6, so that's going to give you $3.99, 22-ounce drafts, and well drinks, and select appetizers. So there you go, $3.99 draft out there.
I love that. A little Twin Peaks action and get those appetizers, a little happy hour, and the beer is super cold. They always tell you that it's like right at the freezing
mm-hmm.
line. Like
mm-hmm.
right. Sometimes it even dips below. If you ever pay attention to the thermometer.
Yeah, it is right there. It is real time updated. Yeah.
I'm like, hey, I like this a lot. So, a little Twin Peaks action.
Drew says the Blanken degree, the most prestigious achievement in education.
What is that in reference to?
I don't know, but I like it. The Blanken degree.
The Blanken degree. Okay.
I don't know. I don't know. But I like
I don't
it.
Know what it's referencing, though.
I don't either, but I like it.
Okay. I definitely like it.
We just get in the break. Novak Djokovic is on to the semis because his opponent retired.
How do you say this guy's name? Damar?
I would say, let me see it. Alex de Minaur.
De Minaur?
Withdrew with a hip injury. Australian. So he was a 9 seed. So Djokovic, keep in mind, the dude had knee surgery a few weeks ago.
After the French.
Yeah. It hadn't been that long.
Yeah.
So, and here he is. He's back in the semis. And it's pretty darn amazing what he's been able to do.
It really is.
He suffered the injury on match point Wednesday, the other guy did.
Oh, he did?
Oh, against Arthur Fils, that he said he jarred his hip while hitting a forehand. Oh, on match point?
That's brutal.
That is brutal, yeah.
Because, you know, obviously, he's still going to make money, all this other stuff, but it's a Grand Slam. You're going into the quarterfinals.
And you're playing a guy who just had knee surgery.
You got to feel good about
it. You throw your hip. Djokovic is winning this. Djokovic is winning this,
Well, he's getting the whole round off.
Yeah.
He gets a whole round off for his knee. That's a massive advantage for a guy
But again, he's as old as there is in the tournament. He's coming off a knee surgery. If he gets a little bit of a break, fine.
Yeah. You know, I'd be pretty disappointed if I was a patron at Wimbledon because I was about to go see, you know, Novak Djokovic this morning.
Hell yeah.
I had tickets. You know, that would have been
a
really good ticket. I wonder what they do with that. You just get the tickets for whatever matches.
Well, I mean, they're going to play matches, yeah. I mean, you've got a session, so they'll move some things up here. But, yeah, and that's not a cheap ticket. I'm curious what – Yeah, let's see what the
center
semis.
Course.
Let's see what the semis at the All England Club.
I would like to know what those are going for.
What do you think?
Oh,
get in and let's go like mid level.
Okay, center court get in price
semis on tomorrow.
For tomorrow, I'm going to say 12. Is it going to be in pounds or is
it
in dollars?
Pounds? But whatever,
I would say the equivalent of $1,200.
Forget in.
Yeah. And then for the mid level, I'd say 3,000-4,000.
I would say 8,000 or 9,000.
You're gonna say 8 or 9
for the mid level. Let's see.
God, what are the U.S. Opens about that?
Well, not quite that. Let's see. Men's semis. That's women's semis. Men's semifinals is actually Friday.
Okay.
So all right, get in price. I'm with you. About 1,200 sounds about right to me for a get-in price over there. You're being redirected to StubHub International.
Of course. You know,
take me there. Yes, please.
How come they have
now I got to re-enter it? Don't you know what
I'm doing? How come they have an international site? Why isn't StubHub just StubHub?
I don't know. Get your Blankenbaker degree out and tell me.
I don't know. I'm asking you. Why?
How would I know?
I don't know. But why? Like, I thought StubHub was just StubHub. Why does it have to have an international site?
Because it's in pounds.
Okay, so it is in pounds. Am I going to have to do a calculator here?
Oh, we were way off. Get in price, $6,800.
Get in today?
For pound. No, for the semis, the men's semis. So, and let's go.
$6,800 pounds?
Yes.
All right, so that is $8,700 bucks.
And the, let's go, section, there's none available in 311. How about 208, lower, what's second level corner?
Second level corner, okay.
6,800 pounds.
8,700.
Yeah, so I was about right on that.
Yeah, $8,700. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. That's incredible.
How about the finals?
Yeah, yeah. Level into the final. So given that information, to get in, I would say about 8,000 bucks.
Yeah, I'd say so.
And probably that upgraded seat, better seat, probably 12.
I'll say 15. Let's
15,
see.
Okay.
All right, let's see. All right, so get in price is 7,400 pounds.
Okay, 7,400 pounds. That's $9,500.
Okay, and that section we're looking at is 11,300 pounds.
11,300, that's $15,000.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
I had that right on the number, too.
After this conversation, I'm not ever going to go to Wimbledon.
Well, you're not going to go to center court.
Right.
I mean, you're talking about center court. I mean,
if I fly all the way to Britain, well, then I'm going to go. I would want to go to center court.
It's not. No, I disagree. I think when you go to tennis tournaments, the best thing to do is to go out on the outer courts because you are right next to world class.
I've never been to a tennis tournament.
Yeah, no, so I'm
not
saying.
Even the one in Cincinnati. Like, I've never.
If you go up there on Tuesday and Wednesday and see, top 10 players in the world from me to you. Yeah.
You know, okay. I saw Mahomes was at Wimbledon for one of the matches. Mm-hmm. Him and his wife were sitting there and hanging out. And
I was making sure his locker was taken care of back in Kansas City.
Oh, yeah, that's what you were doing.
That's what I was doing. I was making sure.
Mahomes was in England and Diener was in his locker.
Mm-hmm. With the Kenny Chesney band.
That is pretty funny.
Yeah.
But then all of a sudden, randomly, Dustin Hoffman was in the
It's not random. The super celebrities, that's how expensive these things are, man.
That's incredible. Well, I hadn't even thought of Dustin Hoffman in a long time.
I know. I just had the same thought. I'm like, I think that's Dustin Hoffman, but
what's the last movie you saw of Dustin Hoffman?
I don't know.
Outbreak.
Great underrated movie.
I love Outbreak. E11-105, right? E11-05? E11-05 or yeah, that's going to bother me.
I don't know.
Outbreak.
Chase, do we have the two sounds from Djokovic? I do think it's, I think it's great. Okay, so this is what he said in his post-match interview the other day, because, you know, the fans want more tennis, so they always kind of want to extend it to a fifth set or whatever. But even then with Djokovic, this has been brewing for a while. Here's what he said.
Today, Novak Djokovic.
No, wait, time out. No. Do we have the Djokovic sound from the court? Oh, I'm sorry. That's the NBC sound.
That's,
correct. I recognize that voice. Okay, so yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
Last night, despite seemingly having the crowd against him, apparently the crowd were chanting his opponent's name throughout the match, Holger Rune. But Djokovic heard boo. And after the match,
and
he took exception.
And to all those people that have chosen to disrespect the player, in this case me, have a good night.
It was about 2 minutes, and I wish we could have played it all, because he went into a little bit more, but the BBC has taken it off everybody's website.
Right, right.
But Johnny Mack was asked about this by a Brit, by the BBC, a proper Brit. So here's what he had to say.
I did feed off that.
What would you, Bruno? And he said, no, I've been on the circuit 20 years. I know when people are disguising boos. He really took exception to it.
Yes, he did. What's your question?
My question is, what would you say to him now?
Well done. You know, he's been battling this for his whole career. And yes, he feeds off negative energy. And yes, I did feed off that at times. But I hated it in a way. Do you want people yelling against you? You know, hoping you'll lose, and just because you're so good, they start pulling for the other guy for no reason other than you're so good. That's the reason that people go against him, in my opinion. He's like the Darth Vader compared. Well, there's two of the greatest class acts we've ever seen play tennis, Rafael Nadal and Roger Federer. Who can compare to them in terms of, you know, what they brought to the table and the way people love them? Nobody. And then this guy Djokovic has the nerve to come in and, you know, break into the party.
And then win more Grand Slams than them. And
exactly. And so then, you know, it's like, how about respecting me after all this? Here's a guy that, listen, think about this. He had a surgery a month ago. The odds are, I would have said 10%, 20%, he would have even played this tournament. How, you know, he's thinking, you know, I'm helping this tournament, which he is. Why don't I get some love when I'm playing a guy who's 15 in the world who hasn't done a damn thing compared to him? And so, yes, there were maybe a handful of Danish people going Rune, and I get that people want to see a good match. We all want to see a good match. But you have to respect the greatness that you see. And it did. Listen, it's easy to be the backseat driver now and, you know, let it go. And, you know, they weren't doing that. But this is what he's been dealing with for 10, 15, 20 years that people have been doing this. So I admire the guts that he had to say it there. That takes something, because that's, in a way, going to put more people against him. And he doesn't deserve that at this stage. We need him, and he's been too great for our game, in my opinion.
I did wonder as well if, actually, having Stefan and Tara, his kids up there, and Yelena up there, that it hurts him more when they see what sounds like a crowd turning against their dad.
I think the rest of that wasn't. It was fine. Magner would disagree with that. He's like, it wasn't as good. But I just say, what's your question?
What's your question?
But he's right. But, I mean, I think he has seen, Federer and Nadal get all the love, even if they're playing somebody, and fans always want to see more tennis because they paid the money.
Sure.
You see how much they're paying. They'd like to see a fourth set, a fifth set, but they generally want the guy in the fifth set to win. You know, they want the Nadal and Federer, and I think he's got a little bit of built up a little envious of how much they were beloved when he's won more slams than both of them now.
Yeah.
And doesn't get that same level of love from the crowd. So I like it. I like it now. I mean, I've always thought he's actually really funny. I didn't know Serbs were that funny, but he's got some imitations of, he did a couple years of Sharapova and some others that were just spot on. And
is it because of where he's from?
No, I just think he's born at the wrong time for, there's only so much love to go around when you've got Nadal and Federer and everybody just craves to one of them. And then there's this DM guy that shows up and wins more than they do. I don't think anybody would probably say, they wouldn't say he's better than them, except he's like, well, I've won the most. That's the standard. I've won the most majors. So he's, and this is while, missing out on a couple of tournaments for vaccination reasons that he stood his ground on. Yeah. And was it not U.S. as well during COVID? I have to double check that.
Did he miss the U.S. Open as well?
I have to check. Can't remember. I think so. But either way, in the prime of his career, he could have had a couple more, I think, and he's coming back from knee surgery. I don't know. I like it. He's not a bad boy like McEnroe, but he sort of is this way. So I like
Everyone
it.
Have a good night.
Yeah.
I love that. That was really funny.
Yeah.
Hey, we need more athletes, I think, to do that.
I wish you could hear, but I wish we could find the whole thing because it was a couple of minutes. And it was a little uncomfortable because it wasn't just a 10-second little shot like that. It was.
Oh, no.
It went on. But now the BBC had to go and ruin it and take it down off of everybody.
I think we need more athletes to kind of, call out the crowds, call out their detractors. I love it. I really do.
Well, it's rare that you get that opportunity in any other sport because generally when it's football, the linebacker isn't addressing the crowd or even
that's
Tom
true.
Brady's not, unless it's an AFC championship game.
You're not addressing the crowd. You're at a press conference.
Yeah, it's not the same.
Or something like that. It's definitely not the same. I mean, how many sports do they really, a match ends and they go give the microphone to?
Golf, tennis.
No, but for the crowd, though.
Golf.
They do win for golf.
Yeah.
Yeah, they hold up the trophy. They say.
They sponsor interview and they interview the player. They do that. But probably just golf and tennis, not basketball, not football, not baseball. I mean, not the team sports. It's the individual sports.
Right. I mean, you see it every so often.
Slap fest. Power slap.
They do that?
Yeah. UFC, for sure. End of a UFC fight.
Oh, that's right. They do that. Yeah. I love that. Man, power slap. How could you talk after just getting your bell rung like that?
Well, the winner's probably doing better than the loser.
Well, yes, of course. But you've still been rocked.
They're psychopaths, Mark. They don't operate like you and me.
Golly.
Psychopaths.
What would compel you to get into something like
that? I don't know.
I want to do that.
No matter how much superpower you get here from Tri-State Men's Health, do not enter a power slap contest.
Absolutely no.
No.
No. I am not going to. No. Absolutely not.
It cannot help you with that.
I will let Chase jump into power slap. I'm not getting into power slap. We'll enter Chase into a power slap competition. Chase,
you'll take full responsibility for him entering a power slap competition.
Yeah, Chase, you're entered.
How much are you paying me?
Yeah. Not enough. There's not enough.
Hey, there's a purse there for you to win, and it's a great way to meet ladies.
It's not.
Yeah.
I was there. It was all dudes.
Meet ladies while I'm knocked out on the ground.
Yeah. The other contestants, and wouldn't you love to hang out with them? No. No, thank you. Yeah. I was there. It was all dudes.
Psychopaths.
It's
a room full of psychopaths. Wow. So when's the next power slap that you're going to?
I'm not going to one unless I'm going to a UFC fight and happens to be there the night before. That's the only reason I went.
Okay.
That's it.
I mean, Dana White said it was going to be the biggest sport in the world, I would imagine.
No, he said it was going to be bigger than UFC, which is Dana White being Dana White. He doesn't mean that.
Yeah. Well, what's the next UFC battle that you all are going out to?
I don't know.
Are you going to go to a fight night in Australia? Or are you going to go back out to Vegas? What's the story?
No, I mean, the only one I would want to look at is the one in the Sphere.
Oh, man.
That'd be pretty badass.
Amazing.
Yeah, that'd be pretty badass.
Like, is it going to be as cool watching on TV? Obviously, it'll be way cooler.
I think the best thing
inside.
About going to one in the Sphere is it doesn't matter where your seat is.
True.
I mean, I would think for that. Anymore, these UFC things, unless you've got a great seat, and we had great seats there. We're 12th, 15th row.
That's perfect.
But you still end up watching the monitor.
You do?
Yes, because the angle there is so good, and you can get blocked off on your side by the cameraman, the referee.
A pole.
Yeah, and it's but you just want to be there. I think the Sphere... whatever the get-in price is would be all I'd want.
That'd There's also cool. Lately been some smoke that McGregor and Chandler will be at the Sphere as well.
Oh, wow.
When McGregor walks into the ring, and actually they ring the bell and fight, that's when I believe that he will be in the fight. Mm-hmm. I am not buying any more hype on Conor McGregor.
Well, you're not buying any pay-per-views anyway. They're not trying to get you.
No, but I'm just saying the hype on Conor McGregor, I'm not buying it. I don't.
Because he's injured?
Well, I think he's nuts. I think he's absolutely
insane. He's nuts, but he's also injured. He had a broken toe.
He had a broken toe? Big toe? Little toe?
Little toe.
Little toe.
Yeah, try bouncing around in the ring with a broken toe.
No, I don't want to.
Doesn't really matter what toe it is. I mean, any of the toes. Any five will do.
All right. A little broken toe.
Yeah. He's crazy.
These little piggies went to the market.
Yeah. So try to. If you're a kickboxer and a broken toe.
That would suck.
Yeah, that's why you don't fight.
I just don't. I will believe it when he goes in.
Okay.
I agree with you. I mean, you can't money whip him anymore. Yeah. He does whatever he wants.
Yeah. Go when he's healthy.
52 days to kickoff.
So it was 45.
52.
Oh, for Louisville, but 45 days to kick off of college football, I think.
Oh, yeah, no, I think you're right. Yeah. Because of week zero.
Week zero, yeah.
But 52 for us.
All right, we'll get to that on the other side. How about we do that? Oh, I forgot to text Jared. We got to get Jared on. He can get his review of.
Oh, yeah, we got to get Jared.
Yeah. So I'll see if we can get him. But we got plenty going on over here at Tri-State Men's Health. Go to tristatemenshealth.com, and you'll find out what we've been telling you about. We'll reset it more on the other side here for you as we roll along here this morning with you. excuse me. And don't forget, if you need to get work done on your roof, call Carlin Roofing and Sheet Metal. Online, carlinroofs.com. That's C-A-R-L-O-N, roofs.com. They can do for you what they've done for me and Mark and Keith Pointer's family. And that is to replace your full roof, or if you just need a few shingles, they can do that as well. Been doing this since 1984. That family name on the business. Don't be trusting some of these storm chasers that come to town and say, oh, yeah, I'm local. No, they're not. Make sure you get it done right first time by somebody who's going to do the job right the first time. And that's Jack Carlin at Carlin Roofing and Sheet Metal. So 458-9898, online, carlinroofs.com. That's C-A-R-L-O-N, roofs.com. All right, we'll get I don't know what we'll get to. We get 52 days, so we'll look into that.
Yep.
I get some watch. Oh, Joe Burrow with a terrible idea. Got to get to. And some watchability scores of college. Let me get this Joe Burrow idea.
I did like that watchability.
Right. I like that.
We'll get into that.